Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all sitting up straight? Oh, good, good. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Kyle's with us, and we're going to be talking about tips and things that you might want to know about regarding mechanical things, automotive things, and other tips in general. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. How's everything there on the farm?
You know, really, really well. I feel so good because I was able to locate some infrared light bulbs to keep the chickens warm when it's freezing cold. And, it's really difficult because some of the bulbs say heat lamp. Okay, what's a heat lamp? I don't know. Some of them say infrared heat lamp. That I know what it is. Some of them have a red coating on the lens, and they look like heat lamps, but they say outdoor lamp. That's all it says on the box. And you go, I even called Feet or Fight, F-E-I-T or F-I-E-T, however you spell it. I called the manufacturer, and I said, so I've got these lamps, and I had them put in the truck, in the back of the truck, and curbside, and my son picked them up for me, and they said they were heat lamps, but nowhere on this box do they say heat lamp. They just say outdoor lamp. And the guy said, it doesn't say on the website, didn't have anything in his literature that they use at the factory to describe the products. And he said, no, they are not heat lamps. They are decorative lamps, and I guess they have two different colors, green and red, for Christmas illumination of your house. Seriously. So be careful, class, if you're going to buy what you think are heat lamps, and they're just decorative lamps. So they may not serve the purpose that you bought them for. So I finally found the right ones, and it's all because I called the store. I said, it's a 50-mile, over 50-mile round trip. I said, here's what I'm looking for. It's in your flyer. It says infrared heat lamp. This is what I want. Do you have any? I don't know. Let me look. And he came back to the phone. He said, we got six of them, and the ones with the red, right? And I said, well, sometimes they're red. Sometimes they have a red lens, yeah. And he said, they're 100 watt. And I said, but the flyer says 125 watt. He said, well, this is what we've got. I said, okay. And he indicated they were heat lamps. And they weren't. So in the bag, he put them in the bag. They were ready at the register. And they brought them out to the vehicle. We didn't have to go inside. I didn't even make the trip at all. And they were wrong. So here, just one more instance of someone who works at a store who really doesn't know what's going on. Any comments, Kyle?
You know, it's real funny, Vince. This is, to me, it is uncanny. I was just in the market looking for a bulk heat lamps. We have not talked about this at all, folks. And this is the weirdest thing. I was just listening to a doctor online talk about how that there is two types of melatonin. And one of them, one of the types of melatonin is what do you call it? It comes about. It gets produced by the infrared spectrum of the sun. And that's one of the reasons people need sunlight. You need to be out in the sun. And to get that, because it will actually increase this particular type of melatonin level inside of humans and will help you sleep. And it also causes you to heal better. And so I was looking for all kinds. I kept looking over and over and over, the same kind of thing you went through, to try to find these heat lamps. And what I was really looking for was something along the lines of a 75 to 150 watt incandescent type infrared heat lamp. And I found everything but that. Finally, the only thing that I ended up finding was the 250 watt in the infrared heat lamps. And we have some of them already. And so I just brought that into the house and set it up by my bed. And at night when I'm reading or watching a YouTube or something along those lines, I will sit there with that infrared heat lamp on to try to increase that melatonin level, because that alone will increase, the infrared heat lamp will increase the melatonin level in your body, according to this Dr. Berg, B-E-R-G. I've just found the exact same thing you did. There's all kinds of red lamps, but they are not heat lamps.
Right.
Your comment.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And even when you call the factory, the manufacturer, the factory is in China, so I guess the factory, the U.S. office for the factory, they really don't know. And I'm finding that more and more, that there must be a script that, you call up and you say, I'm interested in such and such, and then they type in their search engine at their website for the factory or the manufacturer's website. I think there's a script, and they just read the script. So they really don't know the product line. It's not like when I called the Hudson Trailer Company in Virginia. We have a trailer manufactured by them. Bought it back in 1990, something like that. And I found out that the brake wiring didn't work. I hooked it up to a truck, and the brakes were locked on. And there's two ways of wiring trailers. And you reverse one wire, and it fixes that problem. But when I called, I talked to the factory, the manufacturer, and they said, oh, you need to talk to Charlie. And so Charlie got on the phone. He's been there like 20 years. And he said, oh, yeah, here's what you do. Okay. He knew. He knew because he was experienced and knowledgeable and was able to communicate with someone on the phone exactly what the problem is. But today, if you want to talk to somebody, lots of luck, because they really don't know. And if you call a dealership, for your automobile, and you say, here's what the problem is, can you help me? I'll buy the parts from you, but can you help me? Can you talk me through it? Well, just bring it over and we'll take a look at it. What they really mean is they're going to charge you, to take a look at it. You don't get help over the phone very much anymore. Rarely does that work. Kyle, any comments?
No, that's absolutely correct, Vince. In some respects with these newer cars and different things along the newer tractors and all of these kind of things that people are buying nowadays, on one hand, I don't blame the dealers, to a degree, because if they try anymore, their people are so sue happy. And they're not willing to take personal responsibility for, trying to, for any mistakes that they were to make. They would just as soon sue that dealership, and own half of it than not, And so in a sense, I understand them, that if they're going to take the liability for it, they want to be the one to diagnose it, in their shop. I mean, I have friends that obviously that I've known for 25, 30 years that are mechanics that I can talk to if I get stumped or I get where if I'm trying to figure out a problem, to get them to confirm, what I was thinking and how I'm thinking, on this stuff, because, two heads are always better than one, and I've never been one of these guys that are too proud to ask for directions. So anyway, in one sense, I understand where they're coming from, but on the other hand, you know, if you know what you're doing and you can develop a relationship with these guys and you're willing to take the responsibility that if you make a mistake or you break something or it was wrong, that was just part of life, then you've got a friend there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, just before the broadcast started, I asked Jason, you know, about his experience with changing tires. And, of course, he said, yeah, he has done that. And I said, have you ever had trouble getting the lug nuts off? And he indicated, yeah. And we all do. And the reason is, if the lug nuts on a wheel have been on there for several years, which is common, and road salt is used, the lug nuts will typically rust in place, and they're very difficult to get off. So I asked him how he did it, and he said, well, he had, you know, a pipe. Now, what he meant was he had a pipe to extend the length of the lug wrench. And that's what you do. I mean, it's dangerous because you're exerting more force than that lug wrench was designed for when you put a pipe on. Sometimes they call it a cheater pipe. So it might be 2 foot long section of pipe that goes over the handle of a wrench, a lug nut wrench. And it's dangerous because the lug nut wrench can snap and parts can go flying and you can be blinded. Or you could have shrapnel, you know, enter your body. So I'm not suggesting you do this. But pretty much, that's what people do because it's hard to get these lug nuts off. And I mentioned to him that this is kind of common, and we found out that lady customers can't get the lug nuts off. Even if they have the lug wrench that came with the vehicle, even if they know how to use the jack, even if they know how to chalk the wheels, even if they know all the things that you need to do, they still can't get it off because they don't have the physical strength in many cases. Now, I'm sure there's some women who are really, really strong and can do it. But sometimes what we even do is we carry a 25-inch long half-inch breaker bar in each vehicle because we know that the lug nuts are really hard to get off. And so there's two ways of doing it. You know that, you know, the lug nuts in almost every case are loosened by going counterclockwise. We know this, right? In almost every case. There might be a few cases that's not they go the other way. But typically, you loosen a lug nut the same direction you'd loosen a regular nut or a bolt. Okay. So some people put the lug nut wrench on and they lift up. So, for example, they'll have the handle of the lug nut wrench at 3 o'clock. If you look at the wheel, you'd say that's at the 3 o'clock position. And they'll pull up on that lug nut wrench. What we do is exactly the opposite. We put that lug nut wrench at the 9 o'clock position, and we make sure it's securely on the lug nut, really all the way on, and then press with our foot at the very end of that breaker bar, and it loosens very much, much easier. Kyle, any comments?
No, yeah. Yeah, you can always push down a lot more than strain up because your back and your hips and shoulders and everything, you've got to pick up all of that, and most people don't have the strength.
But you know what? Just about everybody I've seen that tries to loosen lug nuts, and if they're not experienced at it, always, almost always, try lifting up instead of pushing down. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class. I was thinking about the day I was over at former friend's house, and he had this had a flat tire, and he said, "Well, I got a compressor in the shed." So he got the compressor out, and he plugged it in, and this thing was so loud you could hear it for probably a quarter of a mile, and it was relatively new. I mean, maybe within a year old, something like that. And it was an oil-less air compressor. Now, the compressors that we use at our place are a traditional cast iron compressor pump. So it really, when you think about what an air compressor used to be, it was very much like a single cylinder or a twin cylinder engine. And the good ones had a cast iron cylinder and a traditional connecting rod, traditional bearings, you know, that you would see in a gasoline-type engine, and a piston, traditional with piston rings, and a little splasher that was at the bottom of the dipper, is what it's called, at the bottom of the connecting rod, and it would go into the oil kind of like a popsicle stick, if you were to use the end of a popsicle stick to splash oil around in, you know, in a container. And so that dipper would splash the oil onto the piston itself, the piston rings, the bearings, the cylinder, and it would lubricate and cool the compressor, because the compressor, when you compress air, it gets hot. I mean, it gets really hot. It gets so hot that you could be burned by the compression of the air. As a matter of fact, it gets so hot under some circumstances that an engine wouldn't even need a spark plug in order to ignite. And those are called diesel engines. So diesel engines don't have spark plugs, but the compression of the air with this spray of diesel fuel, it gets so hot that it will explode. And that's what happens inside a diesel engine. So I was thinking about these compressor designs, the air compressor that is oil-less versus the traditional air compressors. Kyle, what are your thoughts? Do you have an opinion on the design, which one you like better, etc.?
I like them both, Vince, to be honest with you. I have both. I have I know which one you're talking about, the ones that are, you know, the bigger for a shop. They're normally with the air compressor usually sits on top, and it's got usually a 80 or 100-gallon tank or bigger. But and they run for and they last forever. They're really nice. The only quote-unquote drawback that you have for them is you can't wheel them around. You know, you normally will run some type of piping throughout your shop, usually steel piping, and it will have ports on it where you will plug in your air compressor line, your air line for your air tools. But I have one of them, and I also have a portable oiled type Makita twin cylinder oil bath air compressor as well. But that sucker is heavy. I mean, it's well built. You know, I bet it weighs, you know, 70 pounds or so. It's heavy. I have also bought two of at a garage, different garage sales. One little they call it a pancake air compressor. It's kind of a little lightweight red one, and you can haul it around. You know, I've used it with my air nailer. I've used it with the, you know, bratting guns and stuff like that. And then I have one that's a twin cylinder, also airless. Of course, they don't last long, but I paid $20 for the pancake one, and I paid $25 for the other one, the twin cylinder one that I carry around. When you're using it to fill up tires and different things like that, it's just really nice to have one of them little lightweight ones that weigh maybe, you know, 20, 25 pounds at the most. And you can just pull it over to where you're going to, you know, need to air up your tires. And I've got a long hose on it, probably about 20 feet long. And I can just work my way around the car tire, you know, and do whatever I need to do. So
we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Pope calls for peace. The Russians have long-term security demands. Ukraine has already lost some of its eastern territory to Russian mercenaries. That has been ongoing for years with an estimated 14,000 souls lost. Pope Francis on Wednesday led a day of prayer for peace in Ukraine, calling for dialogue to prevail over partisan interests to resolve the standoff. The cost of money for banks could be going up soon. Jay Powell, the 16th chair of the Federal Reserve, says right now the Reserve's goal is price stability during historic inflation.
We're committed to our price stability goal. We will use our tools both to support the economy and a strong labor market, and to prevent higher inflation from becoming entrenched.
Powell says once the pandemic dissipates, our economy will flourish.
If the wave passes quickly, the economic effects should as well, and we would see a return to strong growth.
USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
A Trump advisor calls out Dr. Anthony Fauci. Senior advisor Peter Navarro on Newsmax Wednesday said that Fauci misled the people of America.
On January 28, 2020, it's an important date because that's the dawn of the pandemic. And I was fighting him on the China travel ban, which he opposed. But I've got the Wuhan lab behind me. And here's what I believe Fauci knew on January 28, 2020, which he did not tell us. He knew that the virus certainly came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology because it popped up literally within yards of this. He knew that he had sponsored what's called gain-of-function experiments in this lab, which basically can turn harmless bat viruses into human killers. He knew the Chinese had that technology. And so here's why that big lie of omission is so important. It's not just that the virus got unleashed upon the world at Fauci's hands. If he had told us, if he had come to the president, come to me, come to the task force and said, Eric, we got a big problem here at this lab. We think this might be genetically engineered, and we need to do something about it. What we would have done, Eric, is pressured the Chinese Communist Party relentlessly to give us the original genome of the virus, which to this day we still do not have.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow. I can't believe it. You know, I just heard the news, same news y'all heard. And what I heard was after the pandemic is over, the economy will grow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, after it continues to decline for another maybe 18 years or so. Yeah, it'll grow after it hits rock bottom. There's no question about it. But they forgot to tell you that it will grow after it hits rock bottom. That's one thing. Second thing is I said 2 years ago, right here, that this COVID-19 is a man-made bioweapon. It was built in a Chinese laboratory. It either escaped accidentally or on purpose, and it was done by the United States or by China or both. And that's what you just heard. I can't believe it. I can't believe it's taken 2 years. And the next thing I don't understand is why we allow any single item to come into this country that's manufactured in China. We don't have to have a war with China. All we have to do is say, turn the ships around. No more imports. We've had it with you guys. You're trying to kill everything on the planet, including animals. We're not going to put up with it. We're not going to buy your substandard junk. It just makes me angry. We have an instructor right now who is in very serious trouble because of COVID. Right now. And according to that instructor, it will take a miracle for him to regain his health or her health. This is unacceptable. And your government is tolerating it. Kyle, any comments? I'm angry. I'm not going to say who the instructor is.
I was thinking very similar thoughts, Vince. I was just going to tell people, you know, I was listening to the news as well. And let me tell you this. Excuse me. Jerome Powell is a liar. Let me say it another way. Jerome Powell is lying to you. The inflation that you're living with now is going to continue, and it's going to get worse. And if you don't learn how to do things and prepare and grow the biggest garden you can fathom, that you think you physically can't handle it, and get out there and get the tools and materials and the equipment, if you can't afford it, to be able to put it in, and or greenhouse or whatever it is you can do, you're probably going to starve to death. Or you're going to die because you're going to try to steal somebody else's stuff and they're going to shoot you. So you've got a choice. And the things that Vince and I are talking about here are just little bitty facets of being able, like compressors, being able to know what to do and what works for what particular application and what doesn't. This is not going to change anytime soon, folks. It's going to get worse and worse, and the carrot that keeps dangling out there in front of everybody, that they keep dangling, is Trump coming back or taking the Senate or the House back or taking Congress back. The damage is already done. It's going to take the slightest little tiny push off of this razor blade edge to send this economy into a free fall that will wake up the GDP, the generally dumb public, finally. But by then, it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. And I think personally, for probably 90% of the population of the United States, it's too late already. But that's just my opinion.
Well, let me just say, the only thing I can do is put an exclamation point on that. I think it's too late. I think we are past the point of no return in many respects. And that's why I said a couple of years ago, Kathy asked me how long I think it's going to take before we pull out of this. And I told her 20 years. I talked to her on the phone recently and I said, yeah, I'm absolutely convinced, even more than ever, that it's going to take 20 years. And it literally, it's going to take a generation. And what the generation that is not even in school anymore is having a tough time, because one child gets tested positive for COVID and they shut down class. Then everybody gets tested. And then after they find out who's positive and who's negative, they start school up again until the next one tests positive. I'll tell you a story. So our son has a girlfriend, and it's a 200-mile trip to see her. And so they started what we'll call it seeing each other, you know, on a let's say every week or 10-day basis. And they both wore masks to protect their parents. And everything was working great, but they never really saw what each other looked like for over a year. I'm not kidding. So, you know, a date was going to the park and standing several feet apart because they both did not want to infect their parents. Well, one of the family of this young lady had a job, went to work, got infected. That was a couple weeks ago. Brought the infection home. Now it looks like everybody's got it. So a couple weeks ago, it was, well, we're going to have a quarantine, so our son can't see his girlfriend for a couple weeks until they figure out, you know, if she's infected or not. And now it looks like it's going to be a couple more weeks. This is the new status of being a young person and we'll call it dating. We are the only family we know in this village who has not gotten the virus. We're the only family. Every single other family, everyone, has gotten it. And it's man-made. And it's a designer virus. It's designed to really harm people. Some people it absolutely kills. And I believe that we have lost two instructors so far. Two of your instructors. Their names you recognize. Who have died from COVID. This is unacceptable. We should be strong-arming at least the Chinese for what they've done. Fauci should be arrested for lying to Congress. I'm sorry for getting political, but this is serious. It takes 2 months to get some tires now. And people like the Clintonistas have destroyed our ability to manufacture incandescent infrared light bulbs. Hillary was on the warpath to kill the incandescent light bulbs. And she did. So what happened? Our manufacturing equipment went to Asia. The stuff that we used to make them with, the tooling, the hardware, the technology, the raw materials, went to Asia. So she saved the planet from the incandescent light bulb, except everything went to Asia and then we buy them from the Asians. You cannot buy an infrared light bulb made in the United States. But you can get them branded U.S. manufacturers that are imported from Poland. How do I know? Because I've been trying to buy infrared light bulbs. You can buy LED light bulbs. Do you think we make those? No. The Chinese make them. Do we know how to make them? Absolutely. But we can't compete. Because of the taxes, the taxes, the taxes, the taxes, and the regulations. And the greed of U.S. corporations. The taxes by the government, the regulations by the government, and the greed by the shareholders, the CEOs, the vice presidents. Et al. It's outrageous. When we go to war with Russia, we're going to have to use Chinese ball bearings. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. You can't buy a U.S. manufactured hub for your pickup truck. What I'm talking about is what used to be the wheel bearings on the front. You can't buy a U.S. manufactured wheel hub. The brakes come from China or Mexico. One of the things that we'll be talking about today is what happens when your fuel line rusts on a 2000 or 2001 Chevy Silverado. How much that costs to replace the fuel line? It'll knock your socks off, and we'll tell you in a few minutes. Kyle, any comments about what I've already said?
It just, excuse me, Vince, this infuriates me, too. I agree with you. The biggest problem that I think we're going, and it's going to hit people one of these days like a 2x4 right between the eyes, that all of these things like Biden shutting down oil, saying we're going to go green, when all we got to do then is have to turn right around and buy the oil from somebody else. It's the same thing the Clintonistas did. I agree with you. They've ruined this country, and it's been going on for 40, 50, 60 years, the move toward killing this country. And our parents let it happen. We let it happen. And because we have been fed at the same time this tolerance. And I've grown to hate that word, because we're tolerating ourselves to death. I'll pick it up after the break.
Yeah, my New Year's resolution for the last several years has been really simple. My New Year's resolution is to increase my intolerance. Increase my intolerance. I'm not going to tolerate substandard anything. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so the news hit my butt. Now I'm a little off track, but you know what? I've said that Elon Musk is the most dangerous person on the planet. I have to apologize for that. That's not true. That's not true. He is not the most dangerous person on the planet. He's the most dangerous person in our solar system. And I'm going to tell you why. You all know that Tesla vehicles have been crashing when on the self-driving mode. They have crashed into concrete pilings, road signs, stopped police cars, 18-wheelers, and other vehicles. You know that, right? Well, this time, Elon Musk's company, SpaceX, one word, SpaceX, there's a rocket that they launched in 2015. And this rocket is going to crash into the moon in March. This rocket weighs about 8,000 pounds. It's traveling at almost 6,000 miles an hour. Now, I know you've seen road crashes that are horrific. You've seen the aftermath. Well, this thing is 4 tons, and it's going about 6,000 miles an hour, and it's going to ding the moon. Now, some people like me are concerned that it just might nudge the moon's orbit because of this person, in my opinion, who I think is reckless and careless and greedy, and he has been able to somehow convince the governments of the world and the people of the world and the investors that he's doing the right thing by boring holes in the ground, by producing the technology of self-driving equipment and blasting holes through the atmosphere and littering the skies with satellites. So many that we are prevented from finding asteroids that could be heading our way. Now, does that sound dangerous, reckless, careless, greedy? When I think of someone getting out of their vehicle that has that Tesla logo And who is he to grab somebody's last name anyway? Nikola Tesla. Why doesn't he name it after Musk? And we'll call them Musk Mobiles. Because there is this grand inventor, Nikola Tesla. And he copied his name, stole his name, in my opinion. It makes me sick. It makes me sick that people think he walks on water. I'm talking about Musk. And people cheer, you know, how much money his stock is valued at. And he's become a multi-billionaire as a result of what I would consider duping every person who pays attention to him. Except me. I'm not, and I don't think Kyle's been duped either. This guy's dangerous.
I just had a conversation with another guy. This is so interesting. This just happened last week, and this guy was talking about investing, and he said, "Oh, there's another company now that's making these electric cars and all of this kind of stuff to be able to run everywhere." And I said, "You've got to. I don't understand how come people cannot see the bigger picture. The grid cannot support them, and they're doing nothing to change the grid. You're adding people constantly to the grid, and one of those stupid cars pulls like about what, 3 or 4 homes pull in a day just to charge the stupid thing, and that limits its range. They have absolute control of you. Once you, if they want to shut your power off, you have no way to move. You can't store that kind of power. It's just, to me, I said, you know, if you want to look at it from your investment, and you know what this guy told me? I couldn't believe it. He said, you know, well, other people think that this stock is going to go somewhere. So they're buying into it like crazy, and they're going to make me a whole bunch of money. And then I can sell it. And I said, that's just immoral.
That's right. It is immoral. And let's think about this tunnel that he bored in the Las Vegas area. You know, if you've ever been to the Holland Tunnel or the Lincoln Tunnel or any of these tunnels that go underwater, instead of using a bridge, you'll notice that there's a walkway on either side. So if anything happens, you know, the people in the vehicles can get out and walk on the walkway to the exit. His tunnel in Las Vegas doesn't have one of those. And if there's a car fire, everybody dies.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.